Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Tim Ringo, a senior executive in human resources consulting and HR software of more than 30 years. His new book is Solving the Productivity Puzzle, How to Engage, Motivate, and Develop Employees to Improve Individual and Business Performance. And Mr. Ringo, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me on.
And you're more than welcome, and really appreciate you taking out a moment to be with us. So you knew I was going to ask this question. What actually inspired you to write this book, Solving the Productivity Puzzle?
Well, it was about 2 years ago that I came across a paper from the OECD, who are the sort of world's economic body who, you know, calculate GDP for countries and globally. And it was really pessimistic. Essentially, it said that, you know, people productivity has been on the downward trend since about 2010, which is true. But their view was that this trend was going to continue out to 2040, 2050. And I just thought that just really doesn't sort of jive with what I've been seeing. In fact, what I've been seeing is much more optimistic in terms of organizations looking to solve the issues that they brought forward, which were three things essentially. One, they said organizations were not investing enough to align people to technology. Two, they weren't changing their processes to to take advantage of digital technology. And third, you know, essentially, they weren't going to change their organization structures to take advantage. And, you know, to a certain extent, that's true. But, you know, that's going to be the case for the future. I totally disagree. I've seen, as a consultant, as a software executive, working in the HR space, I've seen companies starting to grapple with these things and actually start to solve them. So I thought, right, I'm going to have a look at this in detail. I'm going to look at, you know, what are the current trends, what's causing the challenges, but then, you know, more importantly, what are the solutions? And because I'm, you know, been around 30 years, I'm an old guy, I've seen, you know, what good looks like. And so basically the book is all about, you know, sort of countering that argument and laying out the case for, you know, how we can solve the productivity puzzle and using real cases, you know, real situations, real things I've seen. So, yeah, it's very optimistic, and I believe we can solve this problem, you know, fairly straightforwardly.
And this book certainly sounds like an awesome resource to have in your possession. Now, speaking of the book, if you don't mind, summarize the book in a minute or two, if you would, lay out some of the highlights there.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, it's focused on solutions, so it lays out, you know, the challenges that we face. And, you know, COVID has just made it, you know, a lot of things more intense and more difficult, but nonetheless, we're going to overcome them. But essentially, it lays out a solution which says, look, companies that solve this problem are very good at getting the right people with the right skills in the right place at the right time with, most importantly, the right motivation, right? So they understand the motivation of their workforce. And they do that using, first of all, a mindset, right, which is the most important. Second, put in place a set of processes to support that. And then thirdly and lastly, and I think it should be last, is technology then to sort of enable that. And, you know, I've seen that, you know, throughout, you know, recent years in my career, companies investing in some of these new cloud HR technologies, you know, to drive that change. But first of all, it's a mindset, right, which says we're going to think differently about people. We're not going to just tell them what to do. We're going to work with them to get them in the right place at the right time with the right motivation so they flourish, right? And that's what's changing. And that's the solution I outline.
And Mr. Ringo, adding on to that, what are the main points, as you say it, of impact on declining productivity in organizations and on society at large?
Yeah, so good question. You know, I totally, you know, I do agree with the OECD. I think those three things I outlined earlier are factors. But there's other factors that I have found, which is one that I think is actually critically important, which is that, you know, when we look at the workforce experience at work, dealing with technology and other things, you know, things do not look any different than they did in 2000. So you go forward 20 years and we're still using a PC or a laptop at a desk with a mouse and a keyboard with Windows or Mac operating system. And, you know, that's kind of what it is. And we're getting loads of technology thrown at us, loads of solutions. Nobody knows why we're doing it, et cetera. But then you look at the home situation, right? We've got these fantastic gadgets. We've got, you know, things that we talk to rather than type into. You know, the consumer-grade experience is very, very good. And, you know, our productivity at home is actually improved over the years, but at work it still looks like 2000. The other issue is that a lot of, you know, leadership is very focused on kind of command and control. Back to the OECD's, you know, point about you know, organization structure. And I think, you know, one good thing that comes out of the pandemic is we've seen people working from home, managers having to relinquish a certain amount of control, be comfortable with autonomous, you know, workers. I think that's a big change that's going to come along. But it's been a challenge, you know, that sort of traditional hierarchical sort of way of working. And then lastly, I think, you know, the whole idea that we're not making full use of all of the different pools of talent. So, for instance, the senior working talent. So seniors are the fastest growing workforce demographic, right? We're also not making use of people who are neurodiverse, right? People who have autism, ADHD, those sorts of things. Those people bring tremendous amounts of innovation and new ways of thinking. So, you know, we've just really got to work smarter and change the way we think about the workplace. And, you know, there's a lot of horrible things that have happened from the pandemic, but I think this has knocked us onto a different path to start to address some of these challenges.
Really do appreciate your input there, and coming from you, that certainly is most helpful. Now, today, we're speaking with Mr. Tim Ringo, a senior executive in HR consulting and HR software of more than 30 years, and his new book is Solving the Productivity Puzzle, How to Engage, Motivate, and Develop Employees to Improve Individual and Business Performance. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Ringo, do we need a new definition for productivity, and what would that look like, first of all? And does productivity always have to increase? What is your thought on that?
Yeah, two great questions, Eric. So, first of all, productivity. I mean, when I sat down to write the book and I'd done the research and kind of got underneath kind of what's going on, the first challenge I found was that When I went and looked up the definition of productivity, which is the following: it's various measures of the efficiency of production. A productivity measure is as expressed as the ratio of output to inputs used in production. So it's very kind of like humans as widgets, right? Very industrial age, you know, 18th century, 19th century, 20th century. Today, you know, 21st century, most of us work in the office. We don't work in factories or on a farm where we're producing or picking fruit or whatever. It's a completely different situation. So I had to step back and say, right, well, what does it look like today? And I came up with the following definition, which, you know, may or may not improve things, but it's the following. So getting stuff done that measurably improves the economic and human interest of organizations and society at large. So it broadens the definition to say it's certainly about the economics, but it's also about the human interest. It's also about the organization as a whole. But then what is that, you know, doing for society? And that allowed me to kind of break productivity down into kind of a more three-dimensional view. And you know, that was really, from my perspective, the key to sort of solving the productivity puzzle. And then, Eric, the second part of your question, you just remind me what you were asking.
Sure thing, Tim. The second part of that question was, does productivity always have to increase?
Yeah, that's a really good one. I mean, I get asked this quite often at conferences when I'm doing speeches on the subject, and the answer is no. And when you look back through history, there's kind of, you know, big increases in productivity and then a flattening and then increase and then flattening. I mean, 1990s were a great example, right? We combined aligning people to the new internet technology very well. We invested in it. We saw a huge increase in productivity, and then it flattened out, and that was okay. But when we get to 2008 and we get to the the Great Recession, we see a massive pullback in investment. We see a massive pullback in a focus on these sorts of things, and so therefore you see productivity going down. But, you know, that creates an opportunity to build it up again. So over time it goes up and it goes down. The issue at the moment is that it's now 10 years of steady decline, and it's the longest decline in, you know, recorded economic history, and that's concerning. But I think part of it, back to the first part of your question, is we're not measuring it properly. But I think that's only about 25% of it. The other 75% of it is we have to think and do differently, and that's going to allow us to think I think have, you know, potential for historic productivity going out for the next, you know, 5-10 years. And of course, it'll flatten off again. But no, the short answer is no, it doesn't always have to go up.
And the way the workforce has changed over the years, I certainly agree with you there. Now, what are the proven solutions that you focus on to solve the productivity puzzle, and what organizations seem to excel the most at this?
Well, you know, I think where I have seen it work best is when you have the senior leadership are all on the same page and walking the talk, you know, walking the talk about the idea that, you know, we are here to help you flourish so that the organization flourishes. And they, you know, communicate a, let's, you know, back to the point, let's get the right people in the right place at the right time with the right skills, right motivation. Now, you can't do that 100% of the time, but employees appreciate the fact that the organization will try. And then, you know, the thing that really, you know, helps to implant that in the organization is when you then, okay, then you put processes in place to support that. But the real kicker, and I think the thing that turbocharges organizations that do this really well, is when you go out and get these next generation, you know, intelligent software, HR software in particular, to then automate and make more intelligent and augment HR and the organization to create better productivity. So examples of organizations that do this really well. So IBM, where I worked 10 years ago, I think are fantastic at this. I think Google have been a really good example. Microsoft have come on quite a bit in their operating model in terms of HR. SAP, where I just came from, German company, you know, they have done a fantastic job, I think, as well. And these are journeys. This isn't something you just flip on one day and you have it. It takes, you know, a couple, 3 years. But the first focus is change the mindset, and then everything else flows. And then you'll create that situation where you start to solve that problem, the productivity puzzle.
Certainly do appreciate the focus here and your expertise on the topic of productivity, and of course the resource you offer through your book, Solving the Productivity Puzzle. As we conclude today, what is the individual's role in solving the productivity puzzle?
Well, you know, I end the book on this actually because I had a few people read it before and they said, yeah, you're very focused on the organization, but you know, it's exactly the same question you just asked. I think the individual is critical, really, because, you know, it's fine to, I guess you can sit back and say, well, let's wait for the organization to do this. You can't. You have to go out and make it known you want a different way of working, you know, for you and your colleagues. You have to let it be known that, you know, you want to be in the right place at the right time with the right skills, the right motivation. And so there's a kind of bottom-up, top-down you know, situation that happens here. And I think without that, you know, a one-way street never works. And so it's absolutely down to the individual to engage with the organization around this and help the organization think differently, do differently, and work smarter.
Mr. Ringo, really appreciate your visit with us here today. And of course, I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on yourself as well as the book. And where can they best pick up the book? Where's all the details online?
Yeah, really simple. My website is timringo.com. Ringo's a easy name to remember, but timringo.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter at Ringo UK. So I do quite a bit of writing, blogs, videos, that sort of thing. So you can catch them on my website. And of course, my publisher, Kogan Page. You can order the book from there or from Amazon.
Easy enough in all regards. Again, Mr. Ringo, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thanks, Eric. Really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Tim Ringo, a senior executive in HR consulting and HR software of more than 30 years. His new book is Solving the Productivity Puzzle, How to Engage, Motivate, and Develop Employees to Improve Individual and Business Performance. And for all the details, simply visit timringo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.